Blog Talk Radio.
This is Beyonce's greatest bank.
On that Chardonnay, going touchdowns on your runway. I'm Texas forever like Bobby and I'm Rambo and EO. I'm building your race like John Jack, I'm Camo and EO. He stop, can't clock me nowadays. You wish I was your pound cake. Boy, you know I look good at four. Wish I was your baby mom. Want me to come around and give you good karma, but no. We escalate up in this bitch like elevator. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on the elevator. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion.
Okay, man. What up, though? Y'all now live on Rich Behavior Radio. Mr. Rich Behavior, him motherfucking self, man. Y'all know what it is tonight. We got the beautiful literary divas, Miss Crystal Alexis and Miss Lady Stiletto. What's going on, ladies?
Hey, Polo Dawn. How are you?
What's going on, girl?
Not too much. Hey, Crystal Alexis.
Hey, y'all.
So we're going to get right into things. You know, I've been hearing a lot about y'all. Actually, Crystal Alexis was nominated to be one of the queens of lit, and Miss Lady Stiletto was one of the nominees as well. Shout out to y'all ladies for that.
Thank you.
To y'all fans supporting y'all big heart. So how y'all feel about that? Y'all, hold on. Whoa. Let me stop for a minute. Y'all real quiet.
I didn't hear what you said. Say it again.
Okay. So I just gave a shout out to y'all for being nominees for the Queens of Lit, you know. And I just want to know how y'all feel about that tonight.
Well, I was honored to even be nominated amongst the beautiful ladies that were elected. Me being a new author, stepping into the lit world, it was my honor. So it didn't matter to me if I made it or not. Just to be a finalist was enough for me.
Okay. That was up. I see your fans supporting you a lot, girl, you know, with that being your first book. So keep doing your thing, girl.
No doubt.
So, Krista, how you feel about being one of the finalists? How did you like the show?
You know what? Very nice. It's actually very humbling and like a humbling experience because, I mean, to me, I'm just Crystal Alexis, like little old Crystal Alexis from the west side of Chicago. So to be nominated with such wonderful writers, wonderful.
Yes.
Okay.
Just like a wonderful film. Thank you so much. And to the readers, thank you. I know that one.
Yeah, thank you all so much.
Yeah, man. You know, the lines are already blowing up, but I'm telling all the callers, I'm finna kick it with these ladies tonight. You know, I stay busy, so I don't be on social media a lot, and I want to kick it with these ladies tonight. And my questions for these ladies tonight will get y'all an insight on these ladies, because tonight, these ladies are going to be in the hot chair.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. My question is out today. Y'all won't get me tomorrow down bad.
Well, whatever. I'm coming for you.
For sure. Hello. Okay, so let's jump right into things. It's Crystal Alexis.
Wow. Really, though?
Let's start with you, Miss Crystal Alexis. So what you got going on in your life right now? You know,
well,
it's personal. Anything out of such?
You said anything outside of writing?
Yes, you know, anything outside of writing, like, you know, outside the literary world. Let your fans know about, you know, the real Crystal Alexis.
Well, I'm a certified girly girl. I'm 31. I'm currently engaged to my very first boyfriend. And I might consider the possibility of having another child.
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm more than nasty.
That's what's up. Congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so when is it supposed to happen? Because I ain't get no invite. How can I not get an invite to the wedding?
I just, February 14th of next year, God willing.
Okay, February 14th.
Yes, you'll have an invite. In fact, you'll be first to get an invite.
Okay, bet that. Because if I don't get no invite, I'm going to feel some type of way, and we gonna talk.
Oh, no. You know how we do. You know I got you.
For sure. So tell us about Mr. Man. Can we know about Mr. Man?
Well, Mr. Man is 19 years my senior. I used to actually mess around with him when I was 18 years old, and from that day on, he always called me his sunshine. So here it is all these years later, 13 years later. He was like, man, baby girl, since you my sunshine, you might as well start calling me Moon. And your two kids is our stars. Hence is why I'm always putting something on Facebook about the moon, the sun, and the stars. Hence is why I got a tattoo on my feet with a moon and a lock, because Moon put me on lock. And oh, yeah, I got a keeper.
Wow. Yeah, homie
That's
got
it.
You on lock.
I love <him.
laughs> Oh, man. Okay then. So, you know, so everything's going good. I see that Ebony is making all your wedding arrangements and everything. I like how she's doing the thing.
Shout out to Ebony and my girl Tamika. You know Tamika. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, hey. So I want to know one more thing, because we finna. Oh yeah, lady, don't you just stay tight, because I'm finna come to you. So
she's coming to you.
Come on with it.
So I want to know about the baby making. I know my little two partners over there right now. So you say it's a third one coming on the way. So y'all getting prepared for this? I'm just gonna say y'all getting a little freaky for this. You know.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And love making a little. I don't want to say fucky on the air, but I mean, we grown.
Look, this is Rick. You can say whatever you want.
My kids would like for me to have another child. Of course, they're close age. They're 7 and 8 years. Matter of fact, they're not even 7 and 8. They're 8 and 9 years old. We done have some birthdays over here.
Mm-hmm.
And they want their mom to have another child. I'm young. I'm only 31, so I'm considering the possibility.
Okay. So they're being rocking at nighttime then.
No, my God.
Wow.
Payback is a you know what photo line. We just wait.
Oh, y'all haven't seen that yet. We're alive tonight, lady. We finna go to these incredible books all the way to the bedroom. So, you know, you ladies be prepared for tonight. I'm gonna let your fans talk to y'all. Because I know they want to know about the second novel that you're going to come out with, Lady Stiletto, and as well as
mm-hmm.
these other books that you're coming out with as well, Chris.
Okay.
So, we're going to talk about everything tonight, man. It's open book tonight.
I'm with that.
Okay. So, we're going to go to commercial, and when we come back to commercial, fans and supporters, man, we'll have Lady Stiletto on the line, and it's about to get turned up.
Well, I like me.
Shout it, what your name is?
Them hustlers keep on talking. They like the way I'm walking. You're saying that you won't see. So press record and let you feel me.
Video.
Houston to New Orleans. When they see me, they be like, yo, B, let me call you.
Publications and Cash. I was born in Frankfurt, Germany, born and raised in Frankfurt, Germany, came to America at the age of 18, where I attended Howard University, got a couple degrees there, became a HIV counselor, and now I'm a registered nurse. Has two beautiful children whom I love. That's just me.
Well, do the damn thing then, girl. I see you. That's what's up, girl. So tell me something about the you said you're a registered HIV.
Yes. When I graduated Howard, I was an HIV counselor for a couple of years, and now I'm a registered nurse for pediatrics and little kids. I've been doing that for over 10 years. I love my babies. And outside of writing, I went back to my roots with the HIV counseling. I'm currently under construction with a nonprofit organization that will cater to teenage girls with HIV and AIDS. It's called Take Them Out for a Day, where I will be getting some women of empowerment, like big sisters, to mentor to the ladies, to just give them their life back, to let them know that you can still finish school, you can still do whatever it is you dream of. Just pamper them, like whatever they need, just have the big sisters and the mentors, just cater to them, to let them know that, you know, you don't have to be by yourself because there are people here that care about you. So that will be up and running next year. Hopefully I'm working on it really hard because that's my passion.
Okay. There's a lot going on, girl. So, and this is active. You said next year is gonna go down.
Yes, it'll be up and running next year.
Okay. I see. You and Crystal got a lot of similarities with black empowerment and black women empowerment, because I see Crystal with the Please Don't Kill Me, and then you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Y'all doing the thing. So, you know, is there any type of way that y'all can collab on something?
That would be great. I would love that. Me too.
That would be great, right? Oh, man. Y'all, okay, we'll discuss that after the show, man. You know, my brain go to move real quick. So, before we go to these callers, before I get you in the hot seat, I'm going to let your fans put you in the hot seat first, later, and then I'm going to get you. So get some of the callers out the way. The first caller we got tonight is, let me see, randomly picking. Let me see, who should I get? Who should be the lucky first one? We're going to go with 504. 504, where you at, girl?
Hey, you guys. How is everyone?
Hey.
This is Authoress Linnea. I'm just calling in to show support for Stiletto and my bro Polo.
Aw, thanks, boo.
No problem.
For sure. Appreciate it, girl.
Now, Lania, you have to ask a question. Since you're lucky, the lucky number one, you have to ask a question to me and Author Crystal Alexis.
Oh,
absolutely.
I wasn't even thinking prepared.
Ask them any question you want.
Anything you want.
It's going to be interrelated. I'm not going to ask them all personal questions. I'm gonna do like Ash would do. What's the most difficult part of the writing process for each one of you ladies?
Well, for me, it's the series because I'm not a fan of it, so I have to make my brain work extra time to bring my characters back to life in each part that I bring. So that's the most difficult thing for me is writing the series. A novel, I can bang that out, but just stretching my story out is a little difficult, but I think I'm doing pretty good with it.
That's good. Yeah. I can understand it. That makes sense. And that was Sonata, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
So now, Author Alexis, same question for you as well.
So, well, for me, it is like my struggle is that when I sit down to write a book, I don't have the whole concept or idea of the book in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So I literally put the book together piece by piece as far as the thoughts go. Does that make sense? I think that I'm going to try to do an outline.
Yeah.
I guess you're not a, I call it a cover to cover. Is that what you mean? Like you're more like a scene? Like you write scenes at a time?
Exactly. Like I really believe that most authors, which of course I haven't conducted a survey or anything, but probably when they sit down to write their books, they have a general idea of the plot and stuff. I mean, a lot of times, sit down to do my books, I don't have the idea of, well, this is going to happen in the beginning. He going to fuck this bitch and she going to get high. So I'm trying to fuck on that. That's my struggle.
No.
Mm-hmm. That's the devil.
Yeah, that's good. That was my question.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll continue listening. You guys have a good time.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, we're going to go to our next caller. Thank you so much, Lania, for calling in. Our next caller is randomly picking again. Let me see where I'm going to go with this. There's a lot of states in here. There's a lot of these area codes I ain't even never seen before. Okay, we're going to go with this 856. I got to see what this 856 is. Okay, 856, area code 856. What up, though?
Hey, this is Rez.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello?
Hey.
Eli?
Must not be the right person.
Hello? You live on Rich Baby Radio. You have authors Crystal Alexis and Lania. I mean, Lady Stiletto.
I don't think she hears us.
Yeah.
Hello? Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. You stay on the line, 856. We're going to go to the next caller. Caller 219. 219, you're on the line.
Hello. Are you lighting up?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Okay, you live on the radio.
Hey, this is Jay Peach. I was just calling to show my support and listening.
Hey, Jay Peach. Thank you, Mama.
Hey, Stiletto.
Okay, you going to ask a question while you calling in? You say your name is Jay Peach?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, stop the pressing. I've been looking for you anyway. I've been looking for you. So, okay, I'm not going to go into that, but... So we're gonna ask these two authors a question before you leave.
I really don't know.
if you can ask these ladies anything you want, how their day been, you know, what's their next move, their next career move, anything you want to ask them.
Stiletto.
Yes.
Okay, after your series, what do you have anything else in the works?
I have a couple of collabs that I'm working on and also a couple of other books that I started that I plan on finishing. So I'm working, I'm busy.
Okay, same question. Alexis? That's
hey.
It. Right?
Oh yeah,
hey.
Cool, Alexis. And what was the question again? I'm sorry.
I'm not too familiar with your work, sorry. But do you have anything? I don't know.
Do you have anything else in the
Yeah, weekend? That you got going on?
I am currently waiting on the release of my seventh book, actually. It's called Treacherous Valley and Tank.
Hmm.
And I'm, like, really excited about that. I think that this is my best work thus far, as it should be.
What's
you know
the name of it?
Treacherous Valley and Tank.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming very soon on the Raquel Williams Presents / Leo Sullivan Productions. That's my baby. I'm excited about it.
That's what's up. Shout out to Raquel and Leo.
Absolutely. I love my publishers. Big ups to them. It don't come no better.
Thank you, JP. And Polo Dawn going to be all up in your inbox when the show is over.
She already know. I've been looking for the number one bestseller for a long time. Yeah, I've been looking for you, girl. I was just speaking on you on my last show. I've been looking for you. I'm glad you called
in.
I got to go sneak you on the show.
Uh-oh, Peach.
But I thank you so much for calling in. All
right.
Thank all right. you.
All right, see y'all.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go to the final caller, 773, and then we're going to go to commercial.
That's Sam. They're from Chicago.
Caller 773, what up, though?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, how you doing? This Crystal?
Is that my girl?
This of course, this is urban novelist Eureka. How you doing?
Hey.
Crystal? Hey, honey. I just...
Hey, girl.
You know, I'm supporting you. Hey, how you doing? I just want to call in and support you and tell you that I'm very proud of the accomplishments that you've taken and have gotten, and I am really looking forward to your, you know, your new level. You know, I look at you and your growth in this literary world, and you're doing it, sister. You're doing it. My one question to you would be, how would you deal with any negativity that may come your way in this industry?
You know what? I keep God first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to feed into negativity. I'm 31 years old, and I'm too old for the fuckery and the foolery.
That's
anybody
right.
who brings
right.
trauma and nonsense, they got to go. I don't do bullshit. I don't on any level.
That's good.
That's to Eureka, mm-hmm. because you mm-hmm. have helped me so much, the personal level and the business level. I sincerely love you. Y'all know Eureka.
I love you, boo.
But thank you so much for the support. It's all love.
Always, huh? Always. And I wish you continued success in everything you do.
Right,
I love your spirit. For any haters that hear, you know, they all I always tell them they can get the finger, the straight middle, for real, in their face, out of their face, for real. I'm very proud of you and everything that you've done and that you're going to do. I'm excited to see what your next level is and where you are coming. And, honey, just continue to do you. Much love to you.
And my Polo Dawn voice. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right.
For sure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. We about to go to commercial break. When we come back, we're finna get off in these books, these ladies just dropped. And y'all stay tuned.
all this goddamn positivity in the room. The shit is just unrealistic. Where the goddamn haters in the room? You gotta have a hater in the room.
Trendsetter. Is there a hater in the room? Is there a hater in the room?
Please Don't Kill Me movement was created. And for those of you who don't know, Please Don't Kill Me is an anthology that we did in light of domestic violence. Yara Kaleem, as well as myself, got together with, I believe I want to say, 7 other authors, Hood Chronicles being one of them, and we all wrote the charity. All of the proceeds from that book has been donated to different charities around the world in light of domestic violence. And when I tell you that this is a movement, that is just what I mean. Oh, yes. I really, really, really enjoy working on that project.
Okay, okay. That's great. That's great. So is it any hands-on movements that you're doing in the streets right now?
We are actually considering the idea of doing a Please Don't Kill Me too.
Okay. So you're doing a sequel to the first one?
That's definitely a possibility.
Okay, so do y'all have any movements going on in the streets that anybody can attend to? Any meetings?
You know what? I actually have a book signing coming up in the beginning of June at the Chicago Public Library, and I will have Please Don't Kill Me paperbacks on deck.
Okay, okay, that's a bet. That's a bet. Y'all heard it live. They'll be in Chicago kicking it. Hold on. You said that it was raining up there today?
You know what? Yeah, it was.
Man,
it was raining.
And you think you're going to trick me to come up there? Girl, I'm going to have to take you to that luncheon down here in Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta.
That man's too much killing going on up there.
Wait, let me stop you real quick. It's bad in Atlanta, too. Pardon me?
Huh?
It's bad in Atlanta, too.
Man, it's like, really, it's like rich kids trying to act bad. That's all that's going on in Atlanta. You know what I mean? That's it.
You're Indianapolis.
Because it's these suburban kids that get an allowance. And they taking their allowance, going to buy these guns and acting gangster. I think they playing too much Vice City and too much games, and they starting to believe that they be characters in these games. And they coming to these prisons getting these life sentences, and then they gonna be in, you know, looking crazy. So, man, ain't nothing really going on in Atlanta like it's going on in Chicago. Chicago got
but
you know, real
Chicago's not
that.
Chicago, hold on, I love my city. Chicago is not all that.
Oh no, I know it's some good. Listen,
how much?
If Chicago real talk now, if Chicago has Burview, then I know it's some good up there. You know, I'm just saying.
Oh, run that game, run that game. Thank you.
No game, girl. Real facts, man. In my voice.
Thank you.
You know what it is, girl. So, Lady Stiletto, what's up, girl?
What's going on?
You left Atlanta. So, I think you were scared of the nerd geeks. You scared of these nerds down here?
Nah, they ain't talking about nothing.
But so, where are you located now?
I'm in D.C. I'm in D.C., yeah. 45 minutes from Baltimore where they were doing all the rioting and stuff, so.
So did y'all pop it off in D.C. too?
Yeah, but we didn't riot like they, we didn't go to the extreme like that. We did it the right way. We didn't do it like they did it in Baltimore, so. But we did all stand together. We did the walk, you know, for Freddie Gray and all the others that lost their lives to the police officers. And, you know, we did the march. And it was real good to see a lot of people come out and just stand together for something real instead of just coming together for, you know, something crazy. So it was interesting, and it was a good feeling.
So we're going to stick a thumbtack on that Baltimore thing because I'm going to come right back to that. I want to see what both of y'all views on it because I've been having a lot of discussions on that matter anyway. So we're going to stick a thumbtack and that come right back there to that. So, you know, D.C. off the chain too, so the same thing is posed to you too. You know, you have to come on down here to Atlanta and then, you know, we can kick it, whatever, you know. But, because I can kick with all the nerds. I feel very comfortable around all these nerds down here, you know, all the cyber gangsters out there. You know, shout out to all y'all. You know, straight up. You know, I ain't worried about no cyber gangsters. You know, we can kick it every time, man, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. I've been there a few times. So, I mean, it's a good aura. It's different from here. And definitely, you know, it's a total different, you know, world from being in Germany and being raised there than coming here is like a different atmosphere, a different, like Mars and Venus.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. Okay, so how did you find yourself in Germany? Like, were you military? You was a military brat?
Yep, military brat, and my dad is German, and my mom was black. So my dad was deployed over here, which where he met my mom because she was born here, and then they moved back. Oh, he went back to Germany and took her with him. So that's how we all came about. So that's how I was raised over there, military brat, and I loved it. It was fun. It was different.
So the next time I need to go to, you know, just get the hell away from everything, I know my way around Germany because I call you, be like, look, I'm by this bull and all this. You can give me all the directions, right?
Yes, I most definitely will. Just get that passport ready.
Oh yeah, man. I'm traveling a lot. I'm talking about for real. It's going down 2016. But I want to get back to this Baltimore thing, and I've been having this conversation with a lot of people. And a lot of people, now have y'all been watching this Baltimore thing? You know, we know that, you know, they have got indicted and all that good stuff. But let's take it back to when they were doing the riots and how it all began.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all been keeping up with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to a certain degree.
Okay, so now it was a question posed that, you know, that the kids that was out there, you know, had every right to be out there because they were protesting for the same rights. You know, my argument with that was that they kids. Ain't no kids supposed to be out there, period. You know,
mm-hmm.
Like, because if these police officers, you see they're killing us every day. So if your son or your daughter out there, you know, riding and they get killed, you're going to be one of them grieving mothers or grieving fathers. So why have your kids out there, especially under 18?
Right.
Now, if you grown, you over 18, you out there, you doing it for the right cause, and, you know, stand up for your rights. But if you a kid, man, you need to be in the house. That was my
right.
And maybe I need some more in light on it. So tell me what y'all think about that.
I totally agree. That makes sense.
Because it's a dangerous situation. Like you said, the kids can get hurt, you know, and, I mean, it's just anything could go down. So I wouldn't have my child out there.
Me neither. Not at all.
Yeah, man, dude was crazy. Like, yeah, man, he should have, the woman that was on, you know, she had, they had video camera her, you know, whooping her son ass up out of there. Like, you done lost your mind. You better take your ass in the house, you know. And you didn't finish cleaning your room. So you take your ass back in the house. But, you know, when I was watching that on the news, I was like, hell yeah, you posted that. And dude was like, no, man, why she taking his pride and his dignity by beating him in front of everybody? Because he a man. No, he's 16, and he's still on her roof. And she ain't going to be no crying mama, you know, because she let her son go out there with these folks. They all, this has been happening all over America, that these folks is killing us for no reason every day. You know, we can have a Sprite in our hand and some Skittles in our pocket. Don't resemble a gun or nothing, but they can shoot it. You know, you got to keep your kids out of harmful situation, parents. You know, you got to. Don't always know where your kids at, because if you don't know where your kids at, then if anything happened to it, all the blame going to come on the parent regardless.
Mm-hmm.
The parent always going to get all the credit or all the blame. You know, so, you know, keep a watch on your kids out there. That's just a little friendly message to everybody that's listening.
And you know what? My son wanted to be a police so bad, and I told him, I don't want you to be one. Me and his dad actually had a big problem about this, but it's my child, and I feel the way I feel, and I don't. And my son is 8 years old. He was like, you know what, Mommy? I understand where you're coming from. I watched the news. He said, so I'll be a paramedic. Bam.
Yeah,
I want to touch on that because I have two older brothers that are police officers. And it just makes the good ones look bad, and they're all not in the same bundle. You know, these are cops that are out to hunt our young black men. It's a race thing, and I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there, even though two of the cops that participated were black. But it's just like, if you're scared, you know, how can you be scared? I mean, just tell somebody, you know, you see them doing wrong, you're a police officer too, you can arrest them. You can, you know, take some type of action. Don't just sit there and participate and not do anything. So to say that was, you know, I have my brothers and they go beyond, you know, that call of duty. And it's not all police officers. So, you can't get mad at the ones that are really trying to help or really doing their job. It just makes the rest of them look bad.
I agree. Like, my ex-husband, whom I was just speaking about, my kid's father, he's a police.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a cousin, there for the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, they're definitely positively not all bad.
Right.
And, like, even my ex-husband, he's also a lifetime member of the NRA, the National Rifle Association. But just me as a mother, no, I don't want my child to pursue that.
Yeah.
I support him, but it's not my first.
I think the problem is not just the what's going on in America now, that the senseless murders going on with the police officer, I think it's giving a bad eye on the whole government, because the government is, you know, giving, it's not, you have to give somebody a psychotic text before you get them a gun, because you don't know, these folks been in the army and they coming back with a lot of emotional problems. So, you know, first reaction to them is murder, because that's all they've been around for the last 18 to 4 or 5 years. You know what I mean? So I think they should get a psychology test, you know, see where they brain at, because for you to just take somebody's life, you know, you got to, like, your mind cannot always be there. For your first to kill this person when you have already been trained to, you know, just stabilize this person, you know, and your first thing is, I'm finna let this whole clip go in this dude's back while he running, then something going on up there that ain't right.
Yeah,
and
you see, that's just like, if you, like, even a lot of stuff stems from your childhood. Like, even if you grow up and you're in, like, a special education class, you cannot get a perk card.
Yeah.
You can't.
And I think that's what every police officer, before they even go through training, they need a psychology test to see, you know, where they at in their brain, because you can't give everybody no gun and you can't give everybody that much power. And I don't shun the whole police force or the government at all. I just shun ones that's in it for the wrong reason. You know, some of them, as kids, been, you know, bullied and just want to get back at the criminals that bullied them. You know, some of them in there because their neighborhood was so rough and they just want to come through and change it around. You know, so it's a lot of reasons why people become, you know, police officers. But the ones that send it for the fuck shit, you hearing it for me, you can kiss my ass, you know. And that's it.
And mine too.
Damn.
So we're gonna take some callers right now. You know, that's blowing up the line. So we've been kicking it for a minute, so we're going to see what the callers got to say for a minute. So the first caller I'm going to go to, let me see who I'm going to go to, 404, you on the line? Okay. 404,
hey.
What's going on?
What's going on? This is Damian King.
Okay,
hey, Damian.
What's going on?
Hey.
Little old Crystal.
Hey.
Yeah, I hear y'all. See Polo talk about this possible situation. I want to get to these books, though. What's going on with these books?
I'm waiting. Treacherous. And then I'm also about to re-release my first two books under Raquel Williams Presents and Leo Sullivan Productions. So I'm excited about that.
That's what's up.
And my part two will be coming soon.
Okay.
What you say, me?
The little, what you got going on?
Man. I'll be dropping my part two to my series soon, and Cash got me on a mission. So now I'm running on something else, but I think this one gonna put me over the top. So
that's right.
Underway.
That's right.
So Boss Man pushing me to the limit, because you know I got it in me. So I'm going with it. So it's coming. Salute.
No doubt. Now, I got a question for both of y'all. Question is for Stiletto. If you had a message that you can give through your writing, what would it be?
You said through my writing?
Right.
Um, Well, I would, through my writing, just I'm unique. Like, I'm just to trying to compete with the men in the street lit game, because I am a street lit author. I don't do romance novels or anything like that. And by me not growing up in the streets, I do it from a military standpoint and, you know, things that I've seen or things that I know. So it's kind of different. So through my writing, I just want to let my fans and my supporters know, just stick with me. You won't see a growth in Stiletto. My name will be everywhere. So just keep looking out for me.
That's right. That's right. Now, Crystal.
Yes.
I have to ask a different question for you because you have participated in the anthology Kill Me.
Yes.
So I guess my question for you is, what author do you want to collab with? Just one.
Oh, wow. that's hard. I would actually say Tana.
Who?
Because growing up, I love Triple Crown. Nikki Turner.
Oh,
Nikki Turner.
Okay.
Nikki Turner. Nikki Turner. Yeah, she's
right.
She's real. Definitely. Now, many artists that I would like to collab with, but she said I could only pick one, so she would definitely.
Yeah, that's
choice.
Hard.
Yeah, that's hard. It's hard.
Because there's so many of them that I would have named the whole damn list, but you know.
Right.
Being one of them, Lady Stiletto.
Okay.
Oh, definitely.
Which I'm good right now.
Thank you from being a diva.
Yeah, man. Keep the call in to show support, man.
Good looking. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Damien. LDP salute.
No doubt we in the building, man. In the words of Sakari, we around.
We round. That's what's up. Shout out to Block Boy. We miss you. Hurry up back to us.
No doubt. Y'all stay up, man.
Okay.
Stay up.
Okay, okay. Appreciate that for calling in, bro. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller, 973. What up, though? Caller 973. What up, though?
Hello?
Yes, we
Hello?
Can
hear you. Oh, you can hear me? Hi, this is Real Divas. Hey, Crystal.
Hey, girl. Hey, Real Divas.
What's up? I just called in to show my support. I don't have any questions. I just wanted to support you, Crystal.
Wow. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Follow love. Thank you.
No problem. Have a good night.
Hey, good looking, girl. Have a good night.
All right.
I love
you, Diva. Appreciate that for calling in. I will be in your inbox later on tonight. Yeah, because I've been looking for a lot of y'all people, and y'all just now calling in tonight. So, yeah, we got a lot of things to discuss about this up-and-coming month. I got a lot of shit planned for y'all. Oh, man. But the next caller we got online is 678. 678, what up, though?
Hey, y'all. It's Raquel calling in.
Hey, Raquel.
Paula. Hey, Stiletto. Hey, Crystal. How y'all doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Just calling in to show some love to Crystal. You know, that's my author. She signed with me, and she also
that's
my sister. So I'm just calling to support her and Sly. Oh, I could call you this. You switch up your name, Swipe. I mean, you switch up your
yes,
name a lot, but
please.
It's okay.
You can do that.
You know, I haven't read your book, but I bought your book. But, you know, I don't have time to read, but I do support you by just getting your book or whatever. And so,
thank you so much, Raquel.
You know, yeah, I see you. You know, I might not come in or say anything. It's like, no, I'm overworked or whatever, but I'm watching. I definitely got my eyes on you, and I know you're going to do good, so.
Thank you so much.
And Crystal, I already know you're going to do good because, you know, we're people over here or whatever. But that's it. I just want to support y'all and I'll just continue listening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, Polo.
you.
All right, girl. Thank you so much for calling in. You stay
tuned.
Awesome. I've been looking for you. You're a busy girl.
Oh, my
good God. I can't never catch you. We always play pity-pat. Like, I need to holler at you, too, girl.
I need to watch you.
Radio. Hey, she doing major moves. I got to get a beast on the show.
Mm-hmm.
The show.
Is he talking about Raquel?
Yeah, Raquel. She's still online.
Okay, you know, you can always hit me up. I'm always, you know what I'm saying, I'm always here. I would definitely love to talk to you and stuff. So hit me up after the show whenever.
Okay, girl. You know
what's
up. If you can't find me, you can hit Crystal up. That's my assistant, so y'all can hit her up. So, you know.
For sure. Absolutely. Thank you so much, girl, for calling in.
Okay. All right. Bye.
She's
So the show is about to wrap up, man. Oh, man. I had a lot more questions to ask you, ladies. But that's for another time and another show. So I'm going to give y'all a chance to give y'all shout-outs and anything that y'all want to tell your fans and supporters. We're going to start off with Lady Stiletto. Lady Stiletto, what you got to say to the fans and supporters?
Well, I want to say to my fans and supporters, thank you so much for supporting me, being a new author. I'm getting so much love from you guys, and it's truly humbling and appreciative. And for the new writers, aspiring writers, I just want to let you all know, just perfect your craft, do your research, and be careful who you let, you know, hold your material, because this game is kind of funny, and just watch your surroundings and just, you know, go for it. If that's what you want, put your all into it. I want to say shout out to LDP and Cash, to my whole LDP team. I love y'all. Thank you so much for supporting me. And you too, little bruh.
Man, you know what it is. So we're going to go to Miss Crystal Alex. Miss Crystal Alex, what you got to say to your fans and supporters, girl?
First and foremost, I have to give a huge shout out to Raquel Williams, Danielle Marcus, and Leo Sullivan. It don't come no better. Everybody who is signed up to Leo Sullivan Productions and Raquel Williams Presents, it's all love. Yeah, I'm rocking with some of the best of them. Dorothy Brown Newton, you already know how we do. I also got to give a shout-out to my girl Diamond in the Rough, Lakeisha, Shauna, Simply Wade, everybody who helped hold me down, my assistant Jessica Harris. And I just want to let my readers know that I really, really appreciate y'all. As far as the literary world goes, without y'all, there is no me. It's all love. And to everybody who rocks for me and my group, Crystal Alexis, Exclusive Readers, I really appreciate y'all. Be on the lookout for Treacherous Daily Intent and the re-release of Social Deception 1 and 2. The Double O Boys are back, and they dirtier than ever. And that's about it. You too, Polo. Can't do much love. Thank y'all so much for all that y'all do.
Yeah. For sure, y'all know what it is, man. It's been a pleasure kicking it with you beautiful ladies, man. But the show is up, man. So y'all go ahead and go on Facebook if y'all want to listen to the show again. I'm finna post the link. It's been real with you beautiful ladies. The Polo gotta go, man. It's been real.
You know what, Danny, before you go, your Rick ain't real divas. I love y'all both. Much love. Now you can go.
And shout out to my A1, Ebony Oliver. I did not forget you, boo. Always say the best last.
Ebony.
I love you.
I love her too. I love her.
Oh man, I'm kind of scared of y'all too tomorrow, man. Good God.
Ebony.
you should be as you should be.
I got a list of questions.
Oh my God.
Damn. We coming. So yeah, do some sit ups or some push ups tonight and get ready.
Well, for sure, man. I can't wait to kick it, man. Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all be easy. Have a safe night.
All right.